Even more pressure on the Fed. Lisa Brady, Fox News. An extended sell-off on Wall Street blamed on inflation-related fears on the eve of the Fed's next meeting, with gas prices hitting $5.01 a gallon in the AAA average, much more in some areas.
$6.89 a gallon at the station. The state average in California is $6.43.
Fox Business's Kelly O'Grady in L.A.
34 of the last 35 days, we've seen highs across the country. The national average for gas is now 15 cents higher than last week, and a $1.93 increase from what you were paying a year ago. And just to put that increase into context, let's say you drive a Honda Civic, right? It's a good economy car, but that still costs you over $60 to fill up. A year ago, that would cost $38. So today, it's costing you 63% more to fill up.
Right now, the Dow's down 610 points. The S&P is sinking back into bear market territory, 20% down from its most recent high. Top Trump campaign officials were concerned about claims of widespread election fraud. That point made repeatedly at the Capitol Riot Committee's latest public hearing.
I told the president myself that several times in several conversations, that these allegations about ballots being smuggled in a suitcase and run through the machine several times, it was not true. That we looked at the video, we interviewed the witnesses, it was not true.
Former acting Deputy Attorney General Richard Donahue, as the committee continues to use a mixture of video and in-person testimony. An Iraqi man held for more than 15 years at the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center pleads guilty to war crimes charges.
Abdul Hadi al-Iraqi admits to being a senior al-Qaeda operative who helped to carry out attacks against Americans and who operated one of the terror network's infamous training camps in Afghanistan. Al-Hadi faces life in prison, but is likely to be transferred to a third-party nation for his sentence.
Fox's Evan Brown. That plea considered a legal milestone after years of delay. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
The U.S. Supreme Court makes a decision in an immigration-related case.
In a nearly unanimous ruling, 8-1, the Supreme Court said there is no obligation to give a detained immigrant a bond hearing after they've been held for 6 months or more. The justice is right that generally when someone's been ordered removed, there's a 90-day removal period. Beyond that removal period, there are generally categories, they write, of non-citizens who may be detained and, if released, subject to certain terms of supervision. But the justice is right, while the government can provide bond hearings, this court cannot say the statute requires them. The case involves a Mexican national, Antonio Arteaga Martinez, who was applying for a deferral of removal as he sought asylum protection. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Someone with a gun is shot and killed by police in Texas near a fitness venue where children were attending a day camp. Police in Duncanville, southwest of Dallas, say several people had called to report an armed person. Responding officers encountered someone with a gun and opened fire. No other details yet. Not as many oranges are coming from Florida.
Citrus production in Florida declined this season to the lowest yield since before World War II. The Federal Department of Agriculture estimates Florida growers will fill 44 million boxes of oranges, grapefruit, and other specialty crops, though that's down more than 20 22% from the previous season. Florida's citrus production has been declining for two decades because of land development, foreign imports, severe weather, and a disease called citrus greening.
Fox's Jenny Cosola. Florida agriculture officials are encouraged, however, by a slight increase in orange production for 2 months in a row. As stocks tumble, oil prices are surging after an earlier decline today. Crude getting back over $122 a barrel at one point, right now topping $121. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.